And my special guest in the studio tonight is one of the most exciting young jazz players to emerge in Australia in recent times. He's an accomplished improviser on piano, trumpet, and percussion, and has played with many Australian and international outfits, including the Spanish Harlem Orchestra, the Charles Mingus Big Band, Simon Barker, the drummer, Eddie Bronson, Alana Stone, and Tina Harrod as vocalists. Danny G. Felix, welcome to Now's the Time.
Thanks. Thanks, Frank.
Tell us about how you became involved with music, Danny. What did you hear growing up, and where did you get your inspiration to play?
Well, when I was little, my parents used to play me a lot of Beatles. So I loved the Beatles growing up, and Michael Jackson. I used to dress up as Michael Jackson, and my favorite album was Bad. I think that came out just when I was about 3 years old. Yeah, I still love Beatles and Michael Jackson to this day.
You must have at some point, having studied at the Sydney Conservatorium, you must have at some point in time discovered jazz. How did all that happen?
Well, when I was about 14, my mum's favourite album of all time was Kind of Blue by Miles Davis, and so she used to play that around the house. And at first, I didn't really catch on, but then after a while, I started to really like it, and so I put it on a tape. Back then, you know, I'd record CDs onto my Walkman cassette tape, and I used to listen to that, take it to school, and I'd show my friends and say, yeah, check this out, Kind of Blue. And so that was the first jazz album that I really got into. And then the Aussie band Dig, Directions in Groove, I used to go see them at the Harbourside Brasserie, and I really loved their music, how they mixed funk and jazz. And yeah, I was a big fan of funk music. And so hearing it, you know, mixed with jazz, it was really cool.
So Phil Slater would have been the trumpet player sometimes with
that
group?
Yeah, he used to play with them sometimes.
Who would you nominate as your major influences in music today?
Well, it's always changing, I guess. That's a hard one. I mean, at the moment, I've been listening to a lot of Chaka Khan from the 80s a lot of gospel music, actually, modern sort of gospel music. Not that I'm religious, but just the music's, it's amazing. Just big, massive production, great musicians, and, you know, it's Kirk Franklin and Kim Burrell, those kind of artists. Roy Hargrove, yeah. When I was in New York, I got to see his big band, and that was amazing. That was probably, it was one of the best gigs I saw over there, for sure. Yeah, I like the way he sort of brings other styles in, you know, with jazz, like also hip-hop and
Cuban pop music.
Yeah, Cuban music as well, yeah.
Now, how would you describe yourself? Are you a pianist who plays trumpet or a trumpeter who plays piano?
A pianist that plays trumpet. It goes up and down. I mean, sometimes I get really into trumpet and then other times really into piano, but mainly I'd say I'm more of a piano player.
The trumpet is a demanding instrument, isn't it, to maintain your chops on. How do you go about balancing that when, you know, you really need to do those hours very, very regularly with the trumpet?
Yeah, I mean, I just try and play every day to keep the chops up. It's very true. Like, if you don't play for a couple of days, it's like starting again, you know. You feel, you get tired after playing, you know, half an hour. And your range, the range goes out the window. But I just try and play as much as I can, even if it's just, you know, playing along to records playing low notes, or just, you know, even if it's not hours, but just a bit every day.
Tell us about the inspiration and the ideas behind the piece Transformation, Danny.
Well, this one was actually inspired by when I was in New York, just hearing, you know, a lot of jazz, but also a lot of other styles. And, you know, lately music's gotten very bass heavy, very like pop music, that is, has gotten very electronic. So, you know, I'm hearing that every day, as well as listening to my jazz records that I love. And then I just got the idea of trying to mix the two together, like this kind of grimy electro sound with jazz, with a big band jazz sound, like, and seeing how that goes.
It's quite clear, with so many different influences and elements coming into that sound, Danny, that you love music. What would your life be like without music?
Jeez, it would be miserable. It would be very miserable for me. Well, yeah, I couldn't imagine what my life would be without music.
At what point did you know that you were going to be a full-time musician?
Probably when I was about 11.
So you made the decision very, very early in your life. When it comes to entertainment, though, reaching an audience, remaining creative and trying to make a living out of doing something that you enjoy, it's a bit of a balancing act. What is your musical ideology to try and straddle those various forces?
Well, I guess, playing a lot of styles of music helps because, in terms of, making a living, I play Latin music, salsa, and also pop music. I did a residency in Macau playing at a casino for 6 months, playing Latin music and pop music, as well as jazz. And so, yeah, trying to keep it open and not be closed-minded about trying different styles and doing things that I'm not used to or
You're not
familiar with.
restricting yourself based on the genre,
No.
and but you clearly enjoy various genres. Otherwise, you wouldn't do stints like that in Macau.
Yeah, that's right. I quite enjoyed playing pop music, to be honest. It opened me up to a whole other way of thinking about music in terms of hooks and the whole pop element and what catches people.
Do you think that knack of being able to catch people when you're playing pop, does that help in a jazz setting when you're essentially trying to do the same thing, but possibly with material that is more difficult to do?
Definitely. It does help. Just with energy and presence, like sound, your sound, how to make an impression straight up and have a stage presence, I guess, a sound that catches people. Also playing melodically. I always find the melody is the most important thing, to catch an audience.
It has been a criticism in the past that some jazz musicians sort of turn up looking as though they're about to play for themselves rather than an audience.
Yeah, I guess just give it everything and don't be afraid. I think that jazz musicians are often too concerned about what the other musicians think rather than what everyone else thinks because, 99% of the audience most of the time is not going to be musicians. It's going to be people that don't necessarily even listen to jazz. So giving it all you've got and playing less is more a lot of the time too. A lot of saxophone players, I found this in New York, like a lot of saxophone players tend to just play way too much and they play everything they practice. That's what the practice room is for. When you're playing live, you're trying to express a, you know, express
You're trying to distill your ideas.
and refine it, I guess, refine the everything that and make it into a story, tell a story. That's a bit.
Well, you brought up an interesting issue there, especially when it comes to musicians, an interesting issue of peer pressure almost, where they're feeling as though they need to bring a certain persona or a certain character to the stage that will be accepted by their peers rather than the audience that they're trying to sell their CDs to. It's an interesting concept. How did you come to have the opportunity to play with the Charles Mingus Big Band?
Well, to be honest, I didn't actually play with the Charles Mingus Big Band. I got to play with, well, when they were in town, when they were in Sydney, I was doing a gig at Tatler's, which is a underground venue in King's Cross, and which holds a jam session on Sunday nights, every Sunday night, like a late night jam session, and they were in town, and someone brought them along to the.
This would be the Mingus Dynasty band,
Yeah,
is it?
that's right, the Mingus Dynasty band, and so Frank Lacey and Tatum Greenblatt, the trumpet player. Yeah, most of the band came down and they got up and jammed, and then I ended up hanging out with a few of them afterwards, including Frank Lacey. And then when I went over to New York, I hooked up with him and got to play with his band, and also got to record with him on an album.
And you spent 4 months in New York City. What was that experience like?
It was amazing. It was a real eye-opening experience. That's where jazz and soul and like a lot of the music that I really love is there's a real scene for it over there. And seeing how it is. And I actually came back thinking really that we actually have a really good music scene here. And although there's amazing, of course there's amazing musicians over there, but it's a different attitude. It's like because a lot of people go over there to make the big time, there's a very competitive feeling amongst musicians. So there's a bit, it's not as warm. And that also affects the music, I find, as well.
It is a harder edge to it.
Yeah.
Did you find yourself just as diverse in your pursuits over there as what you are here as far as the various genres checking out?
Definitely. Yeah, I got to play with a lot of Latin bands over there, great salsa musicians, and also reggae. I was playing in a reggae band. Yeah, and I mean, mainly jazz, I guess. Jazz and Latin music were the two that I saw the most and got to play the most. As I was living in Harlem, so the St. Nick's pub was just up the road, and I was playing there a lot.
Danny, now the first track that we heard, Transformation, a number of different elements in that. We heard some hip-hop and soul influences and also, of course, jazz. Without putting your music into pigeonholes, how would you actually describe it to people?
I call it urban fusion.
Urban fusion.
To put it into words, that's what I thought of. Because it's, urban, soul, hip-hop, that's what I think of with urban and fusion because it's mixing a lot of styles together.
Urban fusion. Danny G. Felix, thanks for joining us in the studio.
Thank you.